Bruchim Aboyim, welcome everybody to part 3 of our Elul series, looking at the Avoida of Elul, which is of course the Avoida of Tshuva. On Shabbos we read the Pasuk, Ki seitze lamelchomo al oivecho, and when you shall wage war against your enemy. Many of them are Farashim. The Arizal is quoted in the Shem Yishmuel, I saw in the Alshich, the Ayrachayim HaKodesh, and others explain that Ki seitze lamelchomo al oivecho, the milchoma that's being referred to is the ultimate milchoma, which is that of our war against the Yetzer Hara. Ki seitze lamelchomo al oivecho means, and it will be when you wage war against the Yetzer Hara, which is specifically referring to this time of year. And in fact, some of the Mefarshim say that's what it means. She'll be crying there, Yerach Yomim. This is the tears of Chodesh Elul, the month of Elul. If we learn these psukim with that in mind, that the enemy being referred to is the Yetzer Hara, then I think we would be allowed, and perhaps obligated, to ask the following question. Ki seitze lamelchomo al oivecho, it'll be when you go out to war against your enemy. So who's the enemy over here? It's the Yetzer Hara. What are the next words in the pasuk? V'nesonai Hashem aleikecho biyodecho, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deliver the enemy into your hands. Which again, if the enemy is referring to the Yetzer Hara, then this clearly means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant you the siyata d'shmaya, you will overcome the enemy, you will be managed to vanquish the enemy, the Yetzer Hara. So the question therefore becomes, what about the follow-up pasuk? It says, V'ro'iso bashivyo, you will see in captivity the Eishas Yifas Toyar, and the Torah allows, with a whole list of conditions, for you to take her. Says Rashi, Loi dibro toiro elo keneged Yetzer Hara. Because the Yetzer Hara is there in full force, the Torah has made special leniency over here because of the Yetzer Hara. One moment. Which Yetzer Hara? Didn't it just say in the previous Pasuk, Onesonai Hashem Eloikecho biyodecho? You have already overcome the Yetzer Hara. So how can it in the very next pasuk give you a whole long list of instructions what to do because of the existing Yetzer Hara? Lo dibro Torah elo keneged Yetzer Hara. He's long been vanquished. You have overcome him. Unasonei Hashem alekecho biyodecho. And I think the answer is, and again, this is all the Derech Drush, because the Oyev over here, of course, is only metaphorically referring to the Yetzer Hara, but I think therein lies a tremendous yesod. And the answer is, because the Gemara tells us in Brachos that the Yetzer Hara is compared to a zvuv, a fly. And we all know when a fly comes buzzing, and we manage to wave him off, he comes back again in full force, and he never gives up. And as much as we try, he will come again. And we'll wave him away, and he'll come again. And that's what the Torah means. Yes, unasonei Hashem aleikecho biyodecho, you'll overcome the Yetzer Hara. And before you know it, lo dibro Torah elo keneged Yetzer Hara. He's back again. He's back again. Why is this important for us to know? Because the Pasuk tells us, Me oive techakmeini. I have to become wise from my enemy. As the expression goes, if you can't beat them, join them. Sometimes the greatest lesson in how to defeat the enemy can be learned from the enemy himself. And therefore, first and foremost, in our Avodas HaTshuva, which is of course the Milchama against the Yetzer Hara, the number one lesson that we learn is not to give up. And if we've been blown away and dismissed once, then we come back again. And if a second time, then we come back a third time, and a third, a fourth. That is first and foremost the limud from this zvuv, from this Yetzirah. It may well be on a Sonei Hashem Alekecha B'Yodecha, but the next Pasuk he's back with a full vengeance. So too we do the same. If the Yetzirah managed to overcome us, we don't give up, we come back again. But what I really wanted to discuss with you is how this is done. How this is done, and again, this can be learned from the Zvuv. This can be learned from the fly himself. When that Zvuv, when that fly comes buzzing along, and you wave him away, as we said, the Zvuv comes back. But how does he come back? If you wave him away on the right, he will do a circle and come and attack you from the left. And if you then wave him from the left, he'll come from the front. And if not then, from the back, and from the top, and from the bottom. This is the critical lesson that can and must be learned from the Yetzer Hara. The way indeed not to give up is to indeed forge a new direction. And I want to explain this. There is a tremendous yesoid, a very profound yesoid, that I saw quoted in the name of Rav Dessler. And Rav Dessler asks the most obvious of obvious questions. Why did we not all ask this question? It was at this time of year, as we know, that Moshe Rabbeinu, following the Chet HaEgel, 40 days on Har Sinai, in Shemaim, excuse me, he comes down with the Luchos, the Egel, they're broken, there's another 40 days of davening, Solachti Kidvarecha, what happens Rosh Chodesh Elul? He goes up into Shemaim for another 40 days, and he comes down with the second Luchos. What is the obvious question? What did he do for 40 days second time around? HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already taught him the whole Torah. Such an obvious question. The first 40 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him the entire Torah. So what did he do the second 40 days? Why did he not merely go up to Shemayim and come straight back down with the Luchos Shniyos? There was nothing in the second Torah, as it were, different to the first time round. So what was the necessity to be there for 40 days? An incredibly powerful question. Says Rav Dessler, an unbelievable yesoid. He did not need to be taught the Torah afresh. Torah zu loy tehei muchlefes, the Torah never changes. And the exact same Torah that he received first time round is what he received second time round. The approach had to be different. Because first time round, Klal Yisrael were prior to the Chet HaEgel. Now they are coming to be Mekabel the Torah as Baalei Tshuva. They need to adopt a different approach to the same Torah. That's what was being taught to Moshe Rabbeinu second time round. Not the content of the Torah, the approach to the Torah. It needs to be approached differently. Because the approach first time round clearly was not suitable for them. They ended up sinning with the Chet of the Egel. And this Yesoid can be best illustrated, and Rabbi Yisai, this is really the Yesoid of Elul and Tshuva. This can be best illustrated in one single, solitary letter of the alphabet. And which letter is that? It's the letter He. Because the Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with the letter He. He created Olam Haba with the letter Yud. Yud He is the Shem Hashem. Ki Bako Hashem Tzur Olamim. And the Gemara in Menachos tells us in the Chof Tes Amud Beis that this world, Olam Hazeh, was created with the letter He. Why the letter He? So the Gemara says, if you look at the letter He, you will notice, obviously, that at the bottom, it is completely open. In between the two sides, the two legs of the He, at the bottom, there is no base. there is an enormous gaping Pesach. Says the Gemara, that represents the opening, as it were, the fall of the one who does Aveira. He falls out. Says the Gemara, but one second, that's not the only opening in the letter Hey. There's another opening, and where is that? Top left-hand corner. Above the left-hand side, Regel, there's another opening. What's that opening for? So the Gemara says, this is where the Baal Tshuva comes back into the world. He fell out, he can come back in. So what's the obvious question? So why do you need a new opening for that? Says the Gemara, why can he merely not re-enter from the same place that he fell out in the first place? Why do you need, in other words, let this not be a hey, surely the letter ches, for example, be more appropriate. Completely solid on both sides, an opening at the bottom, and if you fall out, you can always come back. Why is it that there needs to be a new opening? Says the Gemara, because loy mistaya milsa, says the Gemara, because it won't work. And this is the yesod. You cannot merely re-enter the same place that you fell out first time round. As we said, the Torah is the same, but the approach of the Baal Tshuva has to be different. And if I fell out at the bottom, then I've got to re-enter from the side. But I cannot merely re-enter from the same place that I fell out first time round. Why? Because then you'll fall out a second time. And you'll re-enter, and you'll fall out a third time. This is the yesod. This is the yesod. And the Gemara says there, in conclusion, in the Gemara in Menachas, Bo letaher, Masayin oisoi. If you come to be purified, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you that assistance. That assistance is helping you forge that new path, opening a brand new Pesach. And this is the Yesod. This is the Yesod. And this really, therefore, brings us to the main Yesod of Tshuva, Rabbeisai. We don't want, after Yom Kippur, somewhere in the early months of winter's month, to be scratching our heads, wondering, where did it all go wrong? And why is it that our kavonos, that we accepted in full faith, the kavonos tahoros, did not last? And the answer is, many people mistakenly confuse tshuva and chizuk. Chizuk is not tshuva. Let me explain. We discussed in our first two vadim how important it is to begin our avodas hatshuva early on in Elul. The minute the gun goes, the chazan says Rosh Chodesh Elul, we receive our marching orders and we're on our way. And we mentioned last week Rabbi Itzvul Blaser, the tremendous maila of being chayzer b'tshuva early, you get there early in the queue, you're zeicher b'din. So let's now play out the classic scenario. You have somebody who struggles, for example, with avoidas hatfilah, and he knows he comes late. Sometimes 5 minutes late, sometimes 10 minutes late, sometimes worse. So he hears that it's so important to begin your avoidas ha'elo early. So what does he do? He makes a supreme effort to get up every day on time for Elul, and he's successful. He's there every day on time, he's got his tefillin on there for brachas. Tremendous chizuk. He's mechazek his whole avodas hatfila. For ages he's been struggling, he always comes late, and for a month, what did he do? He came on time. What will happen to that person in Chodesh Cheshvan and Kislev? Almost guaranteed that he'll just slip back with inertia to where he always was. Why? And the answer is because he was not Chayzer B'tshuva. What he was Nischazik. He made a maximum effort. There is a limit to how long an effort can last. It's just a question of when that eventually dissipates. That's not tshuva, that's chizuk. He strengthened himself, that's a very, very commendable thing. No doubt about it, but it's not tshuva. Because he has just re-entered that letter hey from exactly where he fell out in the first place. He's not doing anything different, his approach is no different. Imagine, however, he would sit himself down, for example, and study the halachas of Birkas HaShachar and Psukei Dezimra with a newfound appreciation to how important saying Psukei Dezimra slowly is, and he never had that appreciation, he never knew this. Now try coming on time to davening. You have re-entered from the top left and not from the bottom. That's a new approach. I haven't merely tried my best to come on time. That's not being Chayzer B'tshuva. That is Chizuk. I spoke to one of my sons on Erev Shabbos. He's in Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. And he told me he heard a shmooze from his mashkiach in yeshiva. And his yeshiva, his mashkiach, began with what sounds like a startling statement. But this is exactly our yesod. And he said, Rabboisai said to the bochrim, one is not chayzer b'tshuva from averus. A puzzling thing to say. But he then continues, and he said, one is chayzer b'tshuva from the reasons that caused the averus in the first place. And that is exactly the story that we discussed. Somebody who regularly comes late for davening, the cause of that could be one of many things, but it may well be a lack of appreciation for the importance of Psukei Dezimra. So merely to be mischazik and put in a maximum supreme effort throughout Elul to come on time on davening is a wonderful thing. It's very commendable. But he hasn't been Chayzer B'tshuva. Because he hasn't taken care of what caused the Avera in the first place. He hasn't now forged for himself a new approach to davening. Or perhaps the reason why he's coming late is not because of a lack of appreciation for Psukei Dezimra, but because he suffers from the midah of laziness. So then he has to open Mesillas Yeshorim and look at how the Mesillas Yeshorim advises us to tackle this midah of atzlonus. Then you have adopted a new approach. That may well be long-lasting. But to be mischazik will not be long-lasting because there's a limit to how long you can put in a supreme effort. And when there's this big exhilaration and it's in the atmosphere, in the air of Elul, one can do it. It's easier. And what do you do in Mar Cheshvan and in Kislev in those cold, long winter months? If you simply re-enter the hay from where you dropped out first place, as the Gemara says, Loi Mistaya Milsa. That is what Moshe Rabbeinu had to do on in Shemayim second time round. He wasn't learning the Torah again, he was learning a new approach to the Torah. The approach of the Baal Tshuva. How do you approach the Torah post Chet Ha'egel? It cannot be approached in the same way. And we sometimes delude ourselves. With all the good intentions in the world, I'm determined to do it better second time round. That's not tshuva. That's determination. That's chizuk. But that won't last. And why should it last? Ultimately, a person will always gravitate back to his natural self. Unless his natural self has changed. But to put in an effort to come on time for davening, to put an effort to give more tzedakah because I know that I don't normally give enough, to put in effort not to get angry because I know I get angry, to put in effort to learn more because I know I don't learn enough, that's not being chayzer b'tshuva. That's chizuk.
and chizuk doesn't last. Chizuk will always evaporate at the end. And when we find ourselves in the winter thinking to ourselves, where did this all go wrong? The answer is because it never went right in the first place. We didn't forge for ourselves a new path, a new approach in our Avodas Hashem. If the milchama against the Yetzer Hara is described indeed as a milchama, it's a war, then just as you don't turn up at the battlefield without a battle plan, but also you have to consider different approaches. What happens if we approach from the west, but the enemy is positioned right there? Do we have a contingency plan to move ourselves over to the east? And what happens if there's troops on the east? So how about from the north? And what about to send in parachuters? And what about from the navy? And what about from the army? And what about, etc., etc., etc.? B'tachbulois asei milchama. One has to think of a battle strategy. And that really is the avoida. That really is the avoida. But I want to explain, in conclusion, one must not make a mistake over here. The story is told with one of the G'dayle HaMashkichim. Maybe it was Rav Chatzka Levenstein, maybe Rav Yerucham. I'm not sure, it doesn't matter. When he came to Elul, to the yeshiva, and he noticed that the junior Mashkiach in the yeshiva was not there. He seemed simply to have disappeared, vanished into thin air for Elul. And they could not track him down. Eventually he was found, this young Mashkiach. He had indeed left the yeshiva, and he'd gone off to a forest. Why so? Because he wanted to meditate. His boydedus during the Chodesh of Elul, and the senior Mashkiach in the yeshiva summoned him and said to him, your place in Elul is next to the same shvender that you find yourself throughout the course of the year. Your job is not to run away, rather to do whatever you are doing anyway better. That's your job. When we say that the avoida of Elo is to forge a new approach, that does not mean to change my whole tafkid. If my tafkid is to be the junior mashkiach in the yeshiva and to sit by the shtender, then that remains my tafkid during Elul as well. The avoida of Elul is to do a better job. Not to switch jobs, to do a better job. The way I do a better job is to adopt a new approach, as we've just mentioned. And coming back, therefore, to that very first pasuk we began with, Kiseitze la milchoma aleivecho. We manage indeed to vanquish, to conquer the Yetzirah first time. But what's he doing in the very next pasuk? Because the Zvuv, this Yetzirah, this fly, always comes back. And we said we have to learn from the Yetzirah, not to give up. But specifically, how do we do that? Once again, we learn that lesson from the Zvuv as well. When we knock away the Zvuv from the right, he comes back from the left. And when we knock him away from that side, then he comes from the top, and then from the bottom, and then from the front, and then from the back. That's the limit that we can and must learn from the Yetzer Hara. Ki seitze la molchoma aleivecho. When you do battle against your enemy, namely the Yetzer Hara, realize what is his key to success. His key to success is he not only comes back, but he always comes back from a different direction, a new approach. That is the avoida of Elul. That is what Shuvah is all about. So let's not end up being disappointed after Sukkot and Hanukkah time, because that may well happen if our avoida in Elul is confined and constricted to chizuk. Chizuk never does it for anybody. Because chizuk is exactly that. It's chizuk. I strengthen myself. But then I become weaker. Why? Because that's always the way I've done it. We have a principle in Chazal, Chazoka d'me'ikara. The way it was is the way it will continue. assume no change. That is the principle of Chazakah. I may have been mischazik in Elul, but I'll always go back to my natural self. And therefore, this is really the specific avodah of Chodesh Elul. If we spoke about, in the last couple of weeks, the necessity, the importance to begin early, it's critical to know what it is that we're beginning early. We're still early on, Rabbi Yisai. We're halfway through. Test Vov Elul, tonight is Test Zayin Elul. The avodah is to think of one or two areas that we know needs improving. Not merely, therefore, to invest efforts in being mechazik those areas, but rather to think of a new approach in how we can strengthen those areas. And we gave examples. If it's coming late to davening, then maybe the new approach needs to be a commitment to learn the halachas of Psukah de Zimra. Maybe the new approach means a commitment to learn the Silas Yesharim, tackle the Midah of Atzlamas, etc., etc., etc. And this new approach can be initially external. Let me tell you about somebody in our Kehillah, Kehillah's Darchei Yitzchok. Somebody, a young Avreich, a member of our Kehillah, I think it was 3 years ago before Yom Neroim, and he tells me, I struggle with coming on time to davening. I struggle. I know I should, and I want to come on time, but I struggle. He devised for himself the following new strategy. And he said, I'm going to begin slowly. I cannot take drastic steps. Once a week, Wednesday is the day, if I come late to davening, I hereby commit myself to give 50 shekel to tzedakah. And he told me, the idea is, be'ezus Hashem, for it to be one day a week, and then, in time, maybe to step up. If I'm not mistaken, he did not come late once on a Wednesday for 2 years straight. The third year, he took on 2 days a week. And I hope the story hasn't finished yet. Now it's true. Let's not make a mistake. He hasn't tackled the root of the problem. But at least he has started in an external fashion. Minachitzainyos, the pnimius becomes nisoira as well. So he created at least a framework, a machayev, that I cannot possibly become late. I can't come late. I cannot afford to give 50 shekel a week to tzedakah. I can't afford it. So at least he had some external force, machayev, that made sure that he came on time. But that was a new approach. That was a new approach. He didn't have that the year before. So all he had the year before was the intense rotzayin and determination to come on time. But ultimately, determination always evaporates. It always evaporates at the end of the day. This is the yisoid, therefore. We have to remember the letter hey. If you fall out at the bottom, then you come back at the side. As the Gemara says, because if you re-enter the first place that you dropped out first time round, then be rest assured you'll drop out second and third and fourth time as well. This is the limud from the hay. This is the limud from Moshe Rabbeinu in Shomayim second time round. And this is the limud from our good friend the fly, who always comes back a second time, but he comes back from a different direction. And that's why more often than not he's successful. May we, with half of Elul still remaining, put time and koiches into this avodas hatshuva, and we too will be zeicha to what the Gemara concludes there, habali tahir, if indeed you come to purify yourselves, mesayin oisai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open that new door for you, and with a newfound approach, will be zeicha be'ezus Hashem, to be chayza b'tshuva shleimah.